Namaste, I'm Dr. Kanika, and today let's talk about the amazing 8 branches of Ayurveda, and I'm so excited to talk about them because they define that Ayurveda is not a folk medicine. It is not the information or knowledge that was gathered over the centuries by trial and error, but it is a well-defined, it's a well-structured healthcare system that has branches for addressing different needs, different healthcare needs of human society, of living beings. Yeah. And so these 8 branches and the sequence is very important. It's so beautiful. I will tell you why the sequence goes this way. So let us look at what are these 8 branches, and later we will look at the depth of these specializations. So the first branch is Kaya Chikitsa, or general medicine in Ayurveda. The second branch is Shalya Tantra, or surgery, Ayurvedic surgery. The third branch is Shalakya Tantra. This is a very, very specialized and broad science that uses needles. The fourth most important branch is Kaumarvati, and it is a beautiful combination of 3 overlapping sciences: gynecology, obstetrics, and pediatrics in Ayurveda. The fifth most important branch is Agadh Tantra. Agadh Tantra is toxicology of Ayurveda. The sixth most important branch is Bhut Vidya, or psychiatry in Ayurveda. The seventh most important branch is Rasayana, or genetics and rejuvenation therapy in Ayurveda. And the eighth branch is Vajikaran. It is the sexology and aphrodisiac therapy in Ayurveda. So these are the 8 most important branches, 8 outstanding specializations in Ayurveda. And these branches, again, they have multiple sub branches and, you know, sub branches. There was physicians in ancient Vedic era who would specialize in eye surgery and also in specific disease, for example, cataract surgery. Or, you know, there would be physicians who would treat only specific conditions of ear disorders. Yeah, so there were such sub-specializations as well that existed in the past, but right now we know the details of these major branches.